Welcome to The Message from First Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, in Lehigh Acres, Florida, a welcoming congregation for all of God's people. The message by Pastor Bob Geckler is entitled, Where Is He? The Message from First Christian Church in Lehigh Acres.
Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Have you ever lost something, like keys or important paperwork? And then you go kind of frantic searching for it. I know I have. I have at times gotten quite upset and even depressed as I search and get increasingly down on myself for losing whatever it is in the first place. Where could I have left it? Karen has certainly seen me as I go through some of those times, and she would certainly tell you that that's very true. Now, imagine these women we heard about going to the tomb on that glorious morning to anoint Jesus' body. They are already stressed over the events of the past week, and especially over the crucifixion and death of their beloved friend and teacher. All they want to do is finish up the proper burial preparations that had been cut short a few days earlier. It wouldn't be easy. Somehow they had to get into the tomb, and it would not be pleasant. But was something they wanted to do and felt they needed to do. Arriving at the grave, it's open. That is not a good sign. Someone must be playing a very sick joke. I can imagine the conversation. Do we dare to try to go in? This could be dangerous. If grave robbers are responsible, what if they are still there? Well, we came to do a job, and we just need to toughen up and go in and do it. Looking in, where is he? Who is this guy in the white robe sitting in the tomb? Who took him? Where did they take him? You can imagine the hysterics. It really isn't much help to have this young man in the tomb tell them, "Don't be alarmed. You're looking for Jesus. He is not here. Look, here is where they placed his body." Well, smart Alec, that's pretty obvious. But where did they take him? They didn't take him anywhere. He has been raised. Now go and tell his disciples that he is going to Galilee, and you will see him there as he told you. They left the tomb terrified, and I'm sure not fully comprehending what had happened and what it all meant. How could they? How can we? Just who the women were that went to the tomb that morning varies depending on which gospel account we read. But we are told that Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome were there. Possibly others as well. These women were the first mortal witnesses to the event that has changed the world and our understanding of it. Sometimes it is said that the early church was somehow anti-female. Jesus certainly was not. And I really don't think the church was either. Indeed, there were societal and cultural influences that came into play. And from the biblical accounts, the disciples were all men. But certainly, we hear of women as followers too. that God chose that the first people to witness and to witness to the resurrection were women is significant. Unlike us mere humans, God doesn't play favorites based on our outward being, but looks at us as the people we are within, who we are in our hearts and minds. In Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 3, verse 28, we hear, "There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus." That doesn't mean we deny our individuality, our heritage, or our sexuality, but rather that such things are manifestations of significance within this earthly existence, not of the promise that Jesus has brought us on this Easter morning. As we heard in our reading from Isaiah, "He will destroy the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him so that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation." Today, we celebrate the miracle those brave women first saw at the tomb. They didn't know what to think, even though Jesus had told them what would happen, and neither do we. We have the benefit of generations of believers to interpret and help us to understand the resurrection. But yet, we are still baffled. Did Jesus really die and then become alive again? Will the same thing happen for us, or was Jesus just making that up? It all seems so incomprehensible, in large part because it is. It doesn't fit with what we understand from what we can see with our eyes and with our intellect. When something or someone dies, they're dead. They're gone. Jesus tells us differently, though. He promises us that, like him, we who believe and follow him will have new life as well. Yes, we do have our doubts and our questions, and that is not a bad thing. If we don't question and challenge our faith, I'm not sure it can really grow and flourish. Today, we rejoice and celebrate that the God who loves us sent his beloved Son, Jesus, the Christ, to die for us, but more importantly, to be raised to a new and glorious life when our mortal journey is through. May that hope and promise be in each and every one of us. Amen.
Amen.
And please be with me again in prayer. Lord Jesus, we give you thanks and praise for the wonderful gift of life you have given us through the promise of the resurrection. May we, like those women at the tomb, share the good news with others. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
You have been listening to The Message from First Christian Church Disciples of Christ in Lehigh Acres, Florida, a welcoming congregation for all of God's people. The message by Pastor Bob Geckler was entitled, "Where Is He?" For more information, we invite you to visit our website at firstchristianlehigh.org or contact us at First Christian Church, 2803 Lee Boulevard, P.O. Box 427, Lehigh Acres, Florida, 33970. May the love and peace of Christ be with you.